Sorry, I've kind of forgot. I was like, oh shit. Gonna need to, like, to drink beer.
No, we gotta relearn how to do the whole
know,
thing.
I know. Like,
it's been since goddamn March.
Yeah, 6.5 months.
Right.
Oh, man.
Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 222.
This is a podcast where two drunken Funkasauruses play retro games for your amusement. I am Funkasaurus number one. My name is Jared.
And I am Funkasaurus number two. My name is Earl. And as you may be able to hear, listener,
you
revelers,
hear crisp,
excuse me.
That crisp quality.
Oh, it's so crisp and it's so
sound
clean.
Sound maybe different than the last 23 episodes.
We are back, revelers. Jared and I are recording once again in person here in Early Studios.
We're back. Back in Early Studios, that doesn't work at all.
I loved it, though. I loved every second of it, Jake. I'm freaking psyched right now. We are back recording in person. So, revelers, just so you know, like, Jurek and I have, like, we've merged bubbles. Our bubbles are one now.
Because,
so.
Like, yes, everyone, we have to stay safe and everything, but at the same time, completely isolating yourself.
Yes.
It's just not, you can't, you're gonna go crazy.
Yes, and I really appreciate, like, you know, you have your wife now, but I'm kind of on my own right now,
right.
And I really appreciate
and I
you.
Love my wife, but
yes,
I need more socialization than just her and two dogs
right.
Really can't carry a conversation for shit.
Seriously, I try and talk to your dogs sometimes, and
I
they
know.
Just will not talk back.
They just don't get it.
but yeah, so we're back. We're recording in person for the first time in 6.5 months.
God,
since
yeah.
I think March 14th was the last time we recorded in person. Maybe,
and even then, that
maybe
was
not
like
even
right when things were starting, and even then, Earl was like, should we even... like be doing, I mean, are we supposed, we can't, we're not supposed to like be
I know.
Doing things.
We were so naive back then. So we didn't know anything about the virus. Jarek just mentioned to me before we started recording that, like, when we first went into lockdown, it was for 2 weeks. Like,
yeah, the governor made the like order and shut everything down. And it was like for until, you know, whatever. And so that was 2 weeks. And then a couple days before that, he extended it another 2 weeks, and then like another 2 weeks. I mean, it became pretty clear pretty quick that this is our foreseeable future, but then things start opening up anyways. And
yeah, I mean, places do got to stay in business.
Right.
But like, it's so, I don't know, what a weird time we live in. Anyway,
yep.
We're back, we're recording in person.
It felt really
week,
good to clink
to
our
clink.
Shot glasses together.
I know, and our cilantros will be in sync no matter what
right.
this time. But yeah, this week, revelers, we're going to be playing some Toe Jam and Earl on the Sega Genesis.
I'm Earl. He's Toe Jam.
That's correct. That is correct. But before we get to Toe Jam and Earl, how's it going this week, Drake?
It's going good. You know, yesterday you were there.
I was there.
Me, Earl, and Abby went to the Minnesota State Fair
food parade.
So because obviously the State Fair couldn't happen this year, which was a huge bummer, but obviously the right call.
Yep.
They have instead of a thing where you buy tickets and you drive through in your car and there's a bunch of food vendors that would normally be there. And you make your order and they bring it to your car and then you never get out of your car except for people were constantly just breaking the rules, getting out of their
I know,
cars.
All these people, like, what are you doing? Get back in there.
Yeah. Yeah, so you just drive through the state fairgrounds and get served all this delicious food and we ate way too much
food.
I mean, we ate probably the amount I would normally eat, except for I would have walked a mile in between each meal.
Yeah. And like, it was all, you know, we were there for 3 hours, I think,
about what it took
to get through the whole thing. And there was what, maybe 15 different vendors or something?
Yeah,
I would say we skipped like four of them, five maybe.
Yeah.
Like, we definitely hit like 2/3 of the vendors.
Yeah. Way more food than necessary.
So
brought some
good,
home.
Though. Yeah. Well, really, but just cookies for me, I guess.
Yeah, cookies. I brought some funnel cake, and we brought some cheese curds home.
Oh, because, yeah, the cheese curds.
Because you have to buy a bucket of cheese curds. It turns out a bucket is a lot of fucking cheese curds.
It's a lot of cheese curds, yeah.
Yeah, here in Minnesota, we measure our cheese curds by the bucket.
By the bucket, that's right. But yeah, that was fun, though. I mean,
it was fun.
I don't know, it was cool. It was good to eat that State Fair food. Yeah. I really think the very first thing we had was this turkey sandwich.
That's
and
so good.
I think that might have been my favorite thing. I don't,
and you've never had the turkey sandwich at the State Fair before?
No, it was...
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I think I had my first one last year.
Okay.
Maybe the year before, I don't remember.
Yeah, my favorite...
I think
so,
last year was the first time I had it.
Like my very favorite thing at the State Fair is the pork chop on a stick, and unfortunately they did not have that.
It was not there.
Yeah, that's okay though. It was so good. Everything was so good.
So in order to walk all that off today, me and Abby went on like a 6 mile hike.
Nice.
Out
six
at
miles.
Afton State Park.
Cool. Oh, where you got married?
No.
Yeah, it wasn't. Oh, that was Highland.
That was Highland.
Never mind. My bad. No. My bad.
Afton, like
Afton.
You know the.
Yep.
Afton Alps.
Yeah. Skis or snowboards
or
something.
Snowboards
I don't
or whatever.
Know.
I don't
yeah.
know. It's the, no, I mean, probably not the, I think Lutzen is probably the best you can get
in Minnesota
for
yeah.
Skiing and snowboarding.
Yeah.
But I hear a lot about Afton, but we seeing it, it's like, oh, that's it.
That's it. That's it.
It's not all that impressive, but
right.
It's also fucking Minnesota.
Right.
It's a fairly flat state.
That is true. We have mountains. There's mountains here. Way up north, I think.
What is this game?
I don't know, but it looks awesome.
I know. I'm like, wait, why have we not played this?
We're going to play Toe Jam and Earl on the Sega Genesis Mini. And we're watching the demo screen of just the Mini. And there's this sweet game going here that I have no idea what it is. But there's like this girl with a dragon friend.
Shooting lightning out of her hands. Like, and there's a dragon friend.
I don't know. It looks freaking sweet.
Yeah.
This might be a game called, I'll know what it is when I see it.
Yeah, we'll figure that out and we'll play it down the road.
We will.
But anyway, how you doing?
I'm good. You know, not too much new to report, you know, besides we're recording in person. I don't know. I'm just like super jazzed about this right now. But not much new to report. Pretty standard week for me. Yeah, I don't know.
It's
the state we went
to. It is
to the
weird
state
just not looking at you on a
screen. I know.
Screen.
Oh, it's so nice.
Like I joked yesterday. I mean, should we like ease our way into it? And like you're in your bedroom, and I'm out here in the living room.
We're still on screen.
We're still in the same apartment, apartment together. But
well, I'm glad we're doing it this way. This is exciting. But tell the Revelers and I, Drake, have you played any video games since we last met?
Mario 64.
Nice.
Trucking along on that. So I've got everything done on the main floor and the basement.
Okay.
So that's all, you know, 6 stars.
I think there's 9 floors before you go upstairs. Or 9 rooms, I mean, before you go upstairs. That's...
Yes.
Dire Docks is number 9.
Number 9, yeah. Yep. So, and that's, all 6... Or all 7 stars in each level. So
nice.
The 6
oh, you got
and,
all the
and 100 coins in each level. And I think I have all the castle secret stars that I can get up to this point. I believe. I'm not sure how many I have, but I don't think there's any that I couldn't have by this point.
Yeah, did you get all the red coins in the hat level or the all the hat levels and the Bowser levels?
Yep,
and,
yep.
And then you got it. There's 3 from Toads that you can talk to.
I've got 1.
If you haven't been all the way upstairs, you won't have that one yet.
No.
There's another one on that middle. There's one in the basement. There's a Toad, like, upstairs, but not all... There is one upstairs.
Right.
But then there's one.
Is there one on the main level? The first level you come in?
No.
There's one. The first upstairs.
The first upstairs.
And then there's one upstairs.
Yes.
Okay. I don't have those 2 yet.
Okay.
Because I just got upstairs.
Oh, yeah.
I've done 1 level on, or 1 star on the snow level upstairs.
Okay. That first one, I hate that one. I don't know. Like you have to really, especially it seemed extra difficult with the pro controller. Like, cause you have to let the penguin block the wind. I know. And it just, I don't know. I kept getting blown off cause I think I was going too fast. I really learned when I was, cause I've been playing Mario 64 too. And I like really nowadays in games, it's just like go and go as fast as you can. But like Mario 64, they really wanted you to like go slow at parts, you know, like that's.
I mean, yeah, if you're have you ever watched a speedrunner play Mario 64?
Yes, it's insane, especially with the glitches, the backwards long jump.
You can't do that in this one.
You can't do that. This is the Shindu version. Yeah,
the version that they patched, they got rid of that.
Yep, yep. But yeah, so speedrunners, this is not the Mario 64 that people will be speedrunning.
No. Because you can, I mean, I think technically you can beat Mario 64 with zero stars.
You can. There's a crazy glitch where you just go right through the wall.
A bunch of weird things. But otherwise, the most common, I think, speedrun is 16 stars.
16? Jeez. Like, I don't know. It feels so. It's cheating. You need 70 to beat it, you know? I don't know.
I mean, even I've watched multiple 120 star, like I've seen a couple races between people for all 120.
All
I mean, it takes like an hour and a half.
And
but.
when people speed run like that, do they like do you go to level 1 and get them all?
No.
No,
they have a perfect route mapped out to make it as fast as possible.
Okay.
I don't know how they come up with these routes and stuff in games, but
see, it feels I don't know, but well like so maybe you don't start with level 1, but let's say like if you were getting a star in level 1, wouldn't it be faster to like hop out of the painting and then just hop right back in?
Apparently not.
Okay.
Not always.
Not always. Yeah.
I don't know. They've got weird routes. But,
okay.
But yeah, Mario 64. I'm still enjoying my time.
Yeah, I had a blast with it. I moved on.
I want to get all 120 stars. We'll see if that actually happens now that I'm like upstairs into some of the harder levels.
If you've never done it before, I would suggest doing it.
I know. Because
you get
like
to see
Yoshi.
Done
it on a actual. 64,
right,
as opposed to this version.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's fine. Yeah, I've also been playing Mario 64. I kind of am done with it, though. I did not get all 120. I didn't even get all the 100 coin stars. Actually, I don't think I got any of them. I just got all the 6 regular stars in each level, and that was good enough. And then I beat it. You know, I went through and beat Bowser, but. I did die once on the last Bowser, and I was like, "What? Why? How did I let that happen?" But I don't know. I was just messing up, I guess. but yeah, Mario 64, super fun. I have started. Oh, I
no,
we,
that's it.
Okay,
that's all,
okay,
that's all I've played.
I have started Mario Sunshine. Mario Sunshine is a garbage game, and I hate it.
I know a lot of people really like it. I've never played it. So I don't know.
My main complaint with it is that a lot of it takes like the because you don't get stars, you get shines,
right?
Shine sprites. So a lot of the shines are way up high, and like you spend all this time carefully platforming your way up this huge thing or whatever, and then you fucking fall and you're all the way back down in the water, and like you spend most of your time getting back to where you were rather than like playing the game and enjoying new stuff. It's just really frustrating to me. I don't know. And I do not have nostalgia glasses for Mario Sunshine at all. In fact, I hated it when it first came out for the same exact reason.
Like when it first came out when you were playing it, at least I feel like that must have been like college-ish.
It was in college, yeah.
I remember you playing it, and I think you're like the only person I actually have talked to in real life about that game, and you always bitched about it and made it sound like it was, I didn't want to play it.
You don't. I mean, well, I don't know. I mean, I think everybody should play it. I'm going to force myself to beat it, although it is fucking frustrating, and there's these levels, so Flood is your backpack, you know, with the water, and there's all these levels, are parts of levels where Flood gets taken away, and they're like these crazy platform things, and they are just infuriating. It's like, okay, you know, I'm really like, I've died 60 times at the same part. Like, can we please just move on from this? Like,
to beat it to move on.
Yeah, because because it's like you're in a level and it's like, oh, go to this cave and you go into the cave and then Flood gets taken away. And like in the cave is the platforming part you have to do, but you can't get out of there until you beat it, until you get the shine. So like even when you die in there, it just brings you back to the beginning of the the thing. So you don't have to get all the way back there, but that's good. But I don't know. Some of them are really infuriating.
But is it like Mario 64 where you're there's separate levels you're going into and they have a set amount of shines?
Yes, I think
you don't have to get them all.
No, you don't have to get them all. I think there's I just read it and I can't remember, but I think there's eight shines, like regular shines in each level. There's 100 coin shine. And then there is 2 secret shines in each level that they don't tell you about. Which I've not found any secret shines yet, but I honestly have not been doing that much exploring. I think I only have, like, I feel like I've been playing it forever now, but I only have like 16 or 17 shines or something. Like not very many. I've only unlocked like 3 or 4 levels. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. It's okay. It has its charm, but it's definitely, I really just kind of want to get through it so I can play Mario Galaxy.
Yeah, there's like a main hub world to kind
of. Yeah, like Delfino Plaza.
Okay. And then you go into different levels from there.
Yeah. And there's like these M's on the side of a building or something, and you have to like use your flood to wipe off the dirt of the M, and then that level opens up.
Okay.
And you kind of go into them like almost like the paintings in Mario 64. You go near it and then it like sucks you into it. So but yeah, I don't know. Mario Sunshine, not my favorite, but I'm gonna force myself to beat it.
Yeah, we'll see if I play it.
Yeah. Also, Jurek, pretty big news this week. Pretty big news. I don't know if it's good news. Maybe it is to some people. It's pretty meh news to me, but spoiler alert, in case it's a Smash spoiler, but Steve from Minecraft.
When this episode comes out, the news is a week old.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. My bad. But yeah, Steve from Minecraft will be joining the Smash Brothers roster, which, I mean, kind of cool. Like Microsoft, Nintendo playing nice, Banjo's in the game, you know, I don't know. I like it. And I also, I don't know, I'm pretty meh about it because I have no connection. I don't care about Minecraft. But I do recognize that Minecraft is like the biggest game of all time and probably should have representation in Smash. It's just the little reveal trailer just seems so like anticlimactic. It was just
3 minute long.
The little presentation was only 3 minutes. And then as we record this tomorrow morning on a Saturday, which is odd, will be the full fighter reveal. And like they'll tell us when he's going to come out and they'll go over his moves and, you know, do the whole thing. But I don't know why they didn't just do it 2 days ago, I guess to coincide with some kind of Minecraft event that's also happening tomorrow. But I don't know. But yeah, Steve from Minecraft in Smash, which, okay. You know, I was kind of hoping for a more, I don't know, a character I was closer to, but that's okay. But this week, Jurek, we're going to be playing Toe Jam and Earl. I keep wanting to say Panic on Funkatron, but it is not. This is just the original Toe Jam and Earl.
So Minecraft has sold 200 million copies.
Oh my God. I mean, how many times have you bought it? Like, how many different systems do you have Minecraft on?
4.
4. See, like you alone bought 4 of those.
Well, I think I bought 3 of them.
Okay, you got one for free.
I think when I got Xbox One, I got to automatically upgrade to the, because I had it on 360.
Oh, I see.
I think they had for the first
month or something,
little bit of when it came out on Xbox One. I think if it detected that your Xbox Live account had it already, you got it for free. I'm pretty sure.
Well, still, that means you bought 3 copies. I mean, right. How many, you know, and the next person down the line also probably bought 3 copies. And
The next closest selling game behind that is Grand Theft Auto 5.
Grand Theft Auto 5?
135 million copies.
Jesus. I guess apparently. I have a copy of it. I bought it, you know, years later.
And it came out, you know, that was on 360 and PS3, and then they remastered it, or they re-released it on Xbox One and PS4, and I think that counts.
Grand Theft Auto 5 was on 360?
Yeah, that's when it originally came out on 360. It was right at the end of the 360 PS3 life cycle.
Okay. Interesting. So, what is the third best?
Tetris.
Oh yeah, that seems right. I would have actually thought Tetris was number one, but apparently not.
But apparently it's the mobile version
of Tetris. That's the best. What?
Apparently, I don't know. Tetris made by EA.
Actually,
the mobile platform. 100 million copies. It came out in 2006.
Yeah, and actually, I bought that. I am a purchaser. I am one of those, however many million. I did buy the EA version of Tetris on my phone once.
The Game Boy NES version of Tetris is number 9. 43 million.
43 million. Okay. Okay. Interesting.
So, yeah.
Well, this week though, Jurek, we are going to be playing Toe Jam and Earl. Just regular Toe Jam and Earl.
You can stop right there. Just say Toe Jam and Earl.
I keep wanting to say Panic on Funk. I know.
Like, Toe Jam and Earl. Oop.
Nope, like it feels like it wants a.
It does feel
like
a
subtitle or whatever. But what do you think? Should we get to our three questions?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. So for those that don't know, what we do is Drake does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here. But I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with three questions I don't think he stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Jurek?
Doubtful.
Okay, here we go. Toe Jam and Earl, Sega Genesis, question number one. Toe Jam and Earl was largely inspired by what two famous extremely old school RPGs?
Damn it. I know one is like the original Rogue, like the original Rogue.
Rogue. Yep, where the term roguelike comes from.
Where the term roguelike comes from. Yep. Yeah, I was going to say the original roguelike game, but it's just Rogue.
One is Rogue.
I know I read it.
Yeah.
The other one is Fuck Me Running. What
it's a little hint.
Know.
It's one of my all-time favorite games.
NetHack?
Ah! Well, I wanted to play the song. Yes.
Yeah, of course you did.
We'll just play the song. I actually wanted to play the coins, but we might as well play the song while we're at it. We're celebrating here. We're in person again.
Yeah.
All right. That's enough of that. But yeah, Rogue and NetHack. So the creators love those games, and they wanted to make something similar, which is why in like Toe Jam and Earl, it's a roguelike. Well, there's two different versions. You can play set levels or random, which will randomize level layouts and item placement and everything like that, which I think is the way we should play. I don't know. I love a good roguelike.
That's the way I always play.
Yeah, yeah, random. I think that's the way they wanted it to be played.
Yes.
But yeah, then they decided to, you know, they didn't just make it a text-based kind of thing. They added
obviously
funky graphics, Rogue, and great music.
With Rogue text, I know very almost nothing about Rogue.
Yep, Rogue. They were both I don't ever know how to say it. ASCII 2. Like that's Rogue and NetHack both are. Rogue is very green. Okay. all the lines and stuff are green. Also fun. I personally love NetHack way more, but that's I think just because I learned about NetHack first and never really got in. I only tried Rogue because I was so into NetHack.
Yeah.
Okay, you are 1-for-1 here, Drake. 1-for-1. Here we go. Question number two. There are 9 different ranks you can get as you level up in Toe Jam and Earl. What is the worst rank called, and what is the best rank called?
Fuck, I can't even like.
And what are all 7 others in between?
Yeah. I can't even make up a guess for that.
Okay. Well, that's incorrect.
Not funky and super funky.
I mean, kind of close actually. So the worst rank you can get is wiener, which I thought was hilarious. I don't know.
Wiener.
You start off as a wiener. That's like the first one. And the best rank you can get is Funk Lord.
Yeah.
Funk Lord. It goes wiener, doofus, point dexter, peanut, dude, bro, homie, rap master, and Funk Lord.
Number one should be George Clinton.
George Clinton. Yeah, you know it. Funkiest dude of all time.
He is the Funk Lord.
He is the Funk Lord. Okay. 1-for-2. 1-for-2. Here we go. Question number three. There is a reference to another famous Sega character in this game. Who is referenced and where can it be found?
Is it Sonic the Hedgehog?
It is.
I don't know where he can be found.
He can be found at the end of the game. Well, actually, Sonic himself cannot be found. There's just a reference to him. Right. So at the end of the game, when exploring Funkatron, there's a green alien wearing a blonde wig and a blue dress. And if you talk to her, she says, "No hedgehogs round here." And I think that this is kind of notable because actually when they were developing Toe Jam and Earl, they were seriously being considered to be Sega's mascots. Sonic had not quite come out yet. And yeah. So, but it's also cool that there's a reference to the hedgehog in the game, you know, I don't know. But yeah, so Sonic, you know, reference to Sonic in a Sega game seems right. I actually thought there would be more weird facts and trivia about Toe Jam and Earl, but I couldn't really find much. Huh. I don't know. I was kind of reaching for some of those questions, but
I'm going to say I got 1.5.
You did get 1.5. Yeah, you got 0.5 on that last one. So 1.5 out of 3. That's 50%, Drake. Not too shabby.
It's an F. But.
Well, yeah, but you know, it's an A in retro gaming revelry. Okay. Grading.
Good deal. Good deal.
Drake, would you like to tell the revelers and I a little bit about Toe Jam and Earl for the Sega Genesis?
I sure do. Toe Jam and Earl was released in 1991, developed by Johnson Vorsanger Productions, which later became like Toe Jam and Earl Productions because it's really all they've
done. The only
done.
Game they made?
Yeah. Including a new one that just came out
like
a year or two ago.
Yeah,
or
like, oh my God.
What is happening? That's fine.
Okay. Right there. You know, I'm sorry.
Don't try to fill it up anymore because then you're just going to fill the shot glass up all the way to the top.
I know. I got to remember how to pour shots for two people now.
Yeah. So, yeah, developed by Johnson Vorsanger Productions, published by Sega. The designer, the lead designer, is Greg Johnson. And the lead programmer was Mark Vorsanger.
Vorsanger. Like
which is where the Johnson Vorsanger Productions comes from. Yep, yep.
Like, those two guys and, like, a few other people made this whole game, yeah. I think. Like, there was not a huge crew.
No,
for this.
It was not a huge team.
Yep.
And, yeah, they've worked on basically just, like, Toe Jam and Earl games.
Is that it?
I mean, a few other things. I Vorsanger's name was not clickable. Greg Johnson's name was. He worked at EA prior to making this.
Okay.
And worked on a few games. I didn't write them down. I didn't recognize them.
I see. So not like NHL 94.
Nothing else that he worked on was. And this was before NHL 94 because it was 1991. But
okay, that's funny. I was like in my head. I was gonna say NHL. PA 93, but then I was like, oh, I don't know if that was on Sega, and that doesn't even matter either. Either of those years would have been wrong.
Yeah.
I don't even think there was a Madden yet in 90, maybe in 91, maybe.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But no, there were not sports games
okay.
that he worked on. The composer is John Baker.
John Baker.
Don't know what else he's worked on.
Okay.
His name was not clickable, but I do know that for this game, he made some funky ass beats.
They are funky. Should we listen to some of his jams right now?
We should.
Let's do it. And we're back, and they are funky AF.
They are as funky as you can get.
It really is. It's super good.
It is some good music. When we listened to it, it brought me right back.
Yeah.
Because I have played this game many times when I was younger. I've not played it in a very long time, but beats were instantly recognizable.
Yep.
And awesome.
Super good.
Totally dig them.
Yeah. I don't know. And it has that, like, you know, that Sega sound that we always talk about, but it's super unique to Sega. No other.
It is. I don't know how to. I don't know how to reference it other than it's that Sega sound.
Yeah, I'm also jazzed we get to play a Sega game today. Yeah, we don't have to play.
We've
a
only
Nintendo...
been playing Super Nintendo and Nintendo games for the last 6 months.
And the only you know, our choices were very limited. But
we were almost gonna play a Sega game, and then. It just doesn't really work online.
No, the Sega Genesis Classics Collection, their online is just fucking broken.
We were gonna play Toe Jam and Earl Panic on Funkatron, and when we tested it out right before the episode, and was like, "Oh, it's not even working." Oh wait, nope. Now I jumped, even though I pressed the jump button 6 seconds ago.
Yeah, like the lag was insane.
It was unplayable. So we called an audible and went back to.
I don't know. Some Nintendo game or something, yeah.
But in this game, you play as Toe Jam and Earl.
Yes.
You are aliens that are trapped on Earth that is not Earth at all.
No.
Or the world does not look like Earth. It's like nothing is Earth-like at all.
There's like islands in a void, you know? Yeah. Like, I don't know. It's really weird.
And you're trying to collect
ten parts
to your ship.
Earl crashes the ship. Yeah.
So you got to collect all 10 parts to your ship to get back home. The world is, as we kind of mentioned, it's like randomly generated, and you're on these like floating islands, and each you keep going up and up and up in elevators, and you can fall back down.
You can fall down to
previous levels, and sometimes you have to go back down. At least when it's randomly generated, I don't know when it's fixed, but sometimes you see a ship part, but you can't actually get it because you don't have the power up to get it yet.
So you have
to go up higher and then remember, oh, now I have this thing. Now I have to go back down and get that.
And I can't remember, like, I've played this only a few times, really. But, like, do you have to fall off the edge to go back down, or can you take the door back down or the elevator
or
whatever?
Maybe you can take the door, but there's like holes in the middle of the levels and stuff.
Okay.
It's not just falling off the edge, I think.
Okay, because if you fall off the edge too, like, you got to hope that there's part of the level below you.
Yeah,
otherwise, you'll keep falling until you hit something.
They are lined up. Like,
yeah, they're
in a specific way and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, and there's different power ups that you collect through like presents, and you don't know what anything does, and you kind of learn as you go. It is very
good, and there's good and bad power ups. There's things that will really help you. There's things that
some will actually steal your life.
Yeah, some will kill you. Right. There's one thing that you can get that'll just kill you instantly. Like, this is a true roguelike.
It is.
And there's like a good guy character that'll identify presents for you. And like, I feel like that's got to be key. I feel like there's not a lot of combat in this game. I don't know.
Limited. You fight, different weird enemies and stuff. Like, there's like a group of nerds.
Yeah.
Or like a nerd herd or something that comes at you and some other things. But mostly, as far as attacking, I think you throw like tomatoes at enemies.
Yeah, but only if you get the tomatoes from a present.
Only if you get the tomatoes from a present.
Also, there is upsies, downsies. If you throw a tomato at me, it will hurt me.
Yeah.
You know, like, and if I throw one at you.
Yeah, this game always had a cool thing that it's two-player, and we play at the same time, and if we're close to each other, we're on the same screen, but we can wander separate directions, and then it goes into split screen.
And then it goes into split screen.
But when we come back, it merges back into one screen.
I always thought that was super cool
for a game at this time.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I was trying to think of other games that even did that, and I can't think of a single one.
There's probably a few, but nothing I can think of off the top of my head.
Yeah, that seems like a really good way to do it. Like, you, if you're together.
And I mean, nowadays, everything multiplayer is played online. So
yeah, the split screen is really not much of a thing anymore.
A very small thing.
Yeah. But I don't know. Super cool.
Indeed.
Well, should we get to it?
Let's get funky.
Before we do that, though, I think we better take a shot.
Absolutely.
And revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving.
Yes, please.
So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro!
Yeah. Yes. Woo. Okay.
Hot diggity dog.
Hot diggity dog indeed. Okay. So we're ready. We're just ready to fucking do this. I'm not ready. Here it is. I was like, it's muted. We can't just play without the music in this game.
This is a rare where two-player is the first option on this game because I read that they basically, you can play this game on your own, but really it is a two-player game with a one-player option.
With a one-player
instead
option,
of a one-player game with a two-player option.
Right. And you can play Toe Jam and Earl, just Toe Jam, or just Earl.
Yep.
I like how it's just, J-U-S apostrophe. There's, it's yeah. not just.
And it's Toe Jam and A-N apostrophe.
Oh, yeah.
Toe Jam and Earl.
And Earl. Oh, yes. This is going to be fun. I mean, I think we should just play two-player, right?
Like, yeah.
Random World, I would say random.
Yeah.
Yeah, is what we want. Jam out is a sound test.
Play a new game, Fixed World.
Oh yeah, Fixed World. So Fixed World is always going to be the same.
Always the same. I wonder, you can memorize.
You looked up speedrun times, right?
I did, I have one for both Fixed World and Random World.
Ah, you do. Okay.
Both by the same person, actually.
Ah, okay. Interesting.
He holds the record in both categories.
Oh my God. Oh, I am Earl, actually.
You are Earl.
I mean, it's fine. I don't care unless you really wanted to be Earl. Whoops. We're both trying to figure out.
We're just trying to. Okay, so. C brings up the map.
Oh, C brings up the maps. A.
B brings up whatever this does.
Oh, I see. We each have our own menu.
We bring up our own separate one, yeah.
Okay.
Toe Jam is a wiener.
Yeah.
So is Earl.
Yeah, Earl is a wiener. Toe Jam is a wiener. Earl is a wiener. That's maybe that's a sound clip we need to take out of the show here. Okay. What'd you get? You got
a
present.
I have no idea.
So, but like now if you go to it,
question.
If you use it. Oh, my God, it's a door. Let's go in it.
Oh,
it's a warp door. So these doors, I actually read about this.
Probably shouldn't have used it.
That's okay. If you...
Oh, hey, here's the elevator up to the next
already?
Level. I think this first one is maybe just like a freebie.
Okay. Oh, we were supposed to go off the edge up, like, off of one of the edges, because there's like a special island or something that we can get to.
Whatever.
Oh, well.
Going up.
Oh, that door we got. So, like, if you're playing in single player mode, that door will bring you up one level. If you're playing in two player mode, it brings you to where the other player is.
Hint, there's a ship piece here.
Ship piece here. Oh, that's nice that it tells you.
Yeah.
Okay. So here we go. We're just rolling along on Funkatron here. Or no, this is Earth, apparently.
Yeah, I know.
But we are definitely in space.
We're definitely in space. Oh, I almost fell off the edge.
And the way we level up is by uncovering tiles.
Together.
I know. Oh, we don't have to stay together. You're right. Should I go search up here?
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah. Oh, it split screened us. Oh,
yep.
Cool. Wow, that's really neat.
Yeah. Super cool. I found a mailbox. Order.
The mailbox
can
kill you. Maybe not that one, but there's like the mailboxes can be like a mimic.
I think I found a present.
Nice. I've not found anything
I'm
yet.
Stuffed.
I'm just cruising around.
Found
I found
food.
Something. I don't know what this is. It's like a box of Kleenex.
Oh, I found another present.
I don't know what that is. Oh, I guess it's a present. Did I use it? No. How do you use it?
Hey.
Awesome. I got wings.
You got wings. Must have been some Red Bull.
Oh, my God. Oh, but my wings are gone already.
Oh.
All right. Well, I don't know how to. Can I jump? There's no jump.
There's no jump. As far as I know.
What's in this question mark? Oh, okay, I got a question mark.
We don't know. Oh, I found a question mark, too.
I'm going to use it. Wow.
What is this?
What'd you get? Righteous Rapmaster
Capsule. I found
capsule.
Our piece of the ship.
Piece of the ship. Nice.
Jamming.
Okay, now we got to find the door out,
we
right?
We do, yep.
Or the door up, I guess? Okay.
I hear a phone ringing.
Does the
if
phone...
It's on my screen or your screen.
Oh,
now.
I found the elevator.
Okay, where are you? Let's look. Oh,
okay. You're straight
I'm
up.
I'm coming to you.
Actually, uncover. Here, I'm going to get this present, even though this devil guy's
some money,
over
man.
Money. They actually yell
hey,
money. Okay, we're back.
What's up?
Let's do this in the elevator.
Hey, what's this?
Oh, get it. I'm
stuffed.
Oh, yeah. So, like, basically, the more unhealthy the food, the more life it'll give you. The healthier
Makes
the food.
Sense.
The worse it is for you. that does make sense. That's perfectly early 90s right there.
Yeah.
Okay, we already got a ship part. Look at us. We're just fucking right. cruising along. God, only so nine good. More to go.
Video games?
I thought there was fun little cutscenes in the elevator, but it doesn't seem like that's happening.
It's just kind of like dialogue between us.
Well, where was it? I didn't see it.
There was a little. We were chatting.
Oh, we were chit-chatting? Okay. Yeah.
Money.
There is slight differences right, between Toe Jam and Earl. Toe Jam is a little faster, yep. but Earl has more life. Mm. What is that? Got it.
I don't know. Here's some bacon and eggs.
Ooh, I'm going to use one of these presents. Uh-oh.
I want all of your bacon and eggs. Oh, my God. You made it rain
I made
tomatoes.
It rain tomatoes. Oh, my God.
It hit me and it hurt me.
But
hurting us.
Is it going to rain constantly?
I don't know how long. I don't
how
know
long
how
does it
long
last?
It's going to rain.
Oh, we split-screened. Okay.
I'm getting away.
Oh, my God.
Okay, you can see a little shadow before they fall.
Yeah. Yeah, so don't go in the shadows. Oh, my God. What if I use another present? What does this one do? Oh.
Oh, brought you
brought
to me.
Me to you. Okay.
Oh, God, this hula girl makes you hula.
Oh, she does. Don't get charmed by their...
But look at her, man.
They're charms. I know. They're babes. They're hula babes. But look at her. This pixely babe. She's yeah. so hot.
She won't let me not. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm hulaing and I can't. Okay. So the switch between split screen and full screen.
It's a little.
It is a little jarring.
It is.
We better get that money.
I'm scared of falling off the edge. There we
yes.
go.
Money. I think they say money every time you get it.
Maybe. Yeah. But yes, it is a little jarring. You have to be ready for the
ready
the
for
switch.
The switch, yeah. And you have to know like you're gonna be on top and I'm gonna be on top, bottom,
yeah.
you know, like otherwise it gets a little confusing. Wait, it didn't say that there was a
money.
It
did not say that there
that
was
that there was a ship part on nope. this level, right? So we
oh,
should
Oh, look at that. We high five when we come near each other.
Oh, we do. Also, we can share lives. Like if I die and
oh,
you have
yeah.
lives left, you can give me a life.
That. Basically, we're just trying to find, I think, the elevator.
Yeah, and it's not the same one we came in, right?
Okay.
I think maybe...
Oh, we have gone over
oh,
here
should
further
we, yeah, let's
left.
Go a little bit farther left. And so we level up by uncovering tiles of the map and
okay.
also getting presents. Like, those are the two
I'm
ways
like
to
devil
do it.
Guy.
I know, they don't seem that dangerous, though. Oh, no.
Oh, no, that's
okay,
that.
Okay.
So it must be up.
Yeah,
top
it's got
to
be up to the right, or maybe it's
or
right.
That little, well, we're closest to this. Ooh.
Oh, I'm getting.
Oh, God.
Oh,
God.
Oh my God. I
oh,
just
wow.
got wrecked.
No,
oh.
no, it just, I was running away from
I see, I
split,
see.
But
okay.
you do only have like a sliver of health left.
But I'm running away. I'm running yeah, from this
just,
devil.
Just run away.
Oh, my God. Okay, I made it. I made it safely. But now I lost my way. Okay, I'll follow this road.
I know, we're just slightly far here. I'll just
there we go.
We'll just stay on the same screen here.
Apparently, you move slightly faster if you're on the roads than the grass,
oh.
which is true, actually. I just, like, it's very slight, but
okay,
we
so,
must have to go up top.
Yeah, unless this goes anywhere, but it doesn't really look
like
it.
I don't think so, but maybe. Should we try? Let's see.
Oh, God.
There's, like, these little Ooh. Tiny slivers of land, and
yeah.
it's kind of really hard to see.
Oh,
or to,
it does go
It does
somewhere.
Go somewhere.
Whoa.
Oh, this got uncovered over here.
Oh, yeah. I remember that happening. That sometimes it.
Oh,
there,
there it
I
is. It's
there.
Down. Okay. We've done it. Oh, my God. Don't get hulaed. Oh, I'm
I mean,
hulaed.
It doesn't hurt you. It just,
no,
it
but
traps
it just
you in
traps
position
you. Yep.
as you hula.
Okay.
All right.
We've
just,
done
we're
it.
We're just going to, yeah, try to keep moving up.
Yeah, because
we don't have
it'll
to
tell
uncover
you.
The whole.
The whole map.
Map.
I mean, if
world.
We do, we get
right.
more experience.
Right, but we're not. We're trying to. We're on a podcast. We're just trying to make it as far as we can. We're not trying to beat a game because that is a rare occasion.
That is a
we're
rare
not
occasion.
Beat this game. It
no.
takes.
We could maybe. There's the ultimate code, which. Oh,
oh
ship piece here. There's the ultimate code.
Oh, you're
you
a doofus now, though.
Oh, Earl is a doofus.
I'm still a wiener.
Oh, I used. Oh, I am a doofus. Okay, cool. I'm getting this.
Yeah, you need help. What?
Oh, that's pancakes. Yummy.
Yum.
Pancakes.
I fucking love pancakes.
There's
man.
These big hamster balls. They live. Ah, they're so dangerous. Ah! Ah! Run, Earl. He's so slow. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. That was my bad.
Oh, see, no. I was trying to do it.
Oh, you were. Okay.
I was getting away from you.
Okay. I'm going to go searching around up here.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep using presents.
Definitely.
Oh, I use some.
I have multiple presents.
There's
that
a
I
school
used.
Book. You read school books and you fall asleep. That's
okay,
hilarious.
That present was a boombox.
Yeah, the boombox, I'm not sure what it does. I think it distracts enemies. I don't know how to wake up. Oh, you have to wake girl up.
Wake up.
There,
wake
you have
up.
To mash buttons.
Wake up! I remember that when our friends Joey and Timmy played this game at a house I lived in back in the day. And I do remember that the whole, you'd fall asleep and then it goes, wake up. Wake up. Wake up!
Oh my God, there's a Cupid. This Cupid looks dangerous. I don't.
Probably it's going to shoot you with an arrow.
I know.
You're going to fall in love.
No. All the enemies apparently have Latin names.
Oh.
So like the Cupid, that was the only example I read, but it's Cupidus Stupidus.
Oh yes, very Latin.
Yeah. Mail order. Yep. Yep.
Mm,
oh,
bad.
You can buy
bacon
things.
And eggs.
Wait, what do I buy them with? Oh, bucks.
Oh,
$4.
You get bucks, yeah.
Should we buy a mystery present?
Oh, let's God. I got a Cupid it. Coming after me. What if
oh,
you do?
Oh, me too. Oh, my God. I think just don't get hit by the arrow. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm thinking this isn't going to take me anywhere, but let's just...
I'm just kind of searching around,
sure.
Right? Oh, there's a yep, ship
there's
part
a
on this
end.
Level, right? Like,
yes,
we
there
need
is.
To find it, so...
So we got to find something before... So if we find the elevator, we don't take it yet.
We don't take it yet, but then we'll know where it is, at least.
Right.
Right? Because we don't have to find the ship part to make the elevator appear.
No.
Okay.
You can totally find that on its own.
On its own. Oh, my God. Hula. Oh, no. I'm being hula'd.
Yeah, man. Dance with the pretty hula lady.
Oh, you can tiptoe if you, like, I'm holding A and you can go slowly.
Oh,
I wonder
yeah.
if there's a...
There's probably certain enemies you can sneak by.
Yeah.
I mean, there are, yeah, there are weird, cool features that I don't really, I don't know how they came up with some of this.
I don't either. This game
at
is
the,
super
at the time.
Bonkers.
This is a very unique game for the time.
It is. I also like it. It's not, well, maybe it gets that way later. Oh, I think I found the elevator. I did. I found the
you
elevator.
Found the elevator.
I
found another present. I have lots of presents, but I'm scared to open them.
I'm opening them all. Ah! I use root beer. Oh, God. Burp. I don't know what the root beer does. See, like, you use things and nothing really happens. Like, I don't.
All right, I'm going to open happened. One. It's phone. Oh, it uncovers.
Oh, did it uncover area, a bunch
it
of mat?
It uncovered just a little square, that one that's slightly still translucent up by me.
Oh, I
it
see.
It uncovered
okay,
that.
Okay. Oh, here's a present. Got
What's
it.
What's this one do? Yuck. Oh, it hurt me.
Oh, Icarus wings. Once you use it, it'll tell Rose you what it
bushes.
Is.
Rose bushes.
However, there's a present that you can get that will shuffle everything you've learned. So, like, even if you know what the Icarus wings are, what present that is, like, it'll shuffle it so that's not true anymore.
Oh,
and,
God.
Like, it just makes it extra hard.
It's fucking carrot, man.
Super high
tops. I don't know
tops.
What he's going to do to me if I go near him.
The carrot's good. The carrot is the guy who will identify your presence.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, then I should have gone to him right away instead of using all my presents.
There's a weird tree
got
here.
Got $2? Yep.
Yeah. Mm. Fudge
Sunday.
Nice.
I assume that'll heal me? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
wow, these levels are bigger than
they
I
They are big. We still, oh, is that ship art, it's down there.
Oh, we
that flashing thing way down there. Is
we
the
must
ship
have
part,
walked right by it. Or?
We must have because it's uncovered on them. We must have gotten. It could have been just right off the screen.
Yeah, and maybe it happened. That
right.
feels like
I'm
where
on
we
this side of the
ways?
River. Why don't you? I'm gonna head there.
Okay.
To pick up the ship piece. If you
should, I just go to the elevator.
You can just go to the elevator or continue wandering around or something.
Oh, sorry, I gotta figure out. Oh, the elevator is right there. Okay.
Basically, follow the river that you're by.
Yeah, if you go
water.
Get the ship part, I'll just go to the elevator. What does this tree do? Do you think? Why is there one random tree?
There's been other trees.
Oh, there's been other trees. Okay. Oh, you can run too. There's a. Or wait a minute, maybe I was using a present or
where
something?
You're using your bonus.
Oh, I've got
high top
shoes.
You, yeah, you have your high top shoes
oh,
on.
Oh, and you get three
you
uses
started
or something.
With, you start with two things of bonus high tops.
Two things of bonus. Oh, I see. Okay. Here, I'm going to use this present. Yeah. I don't know what it did, but I'm by
man,
this hula girl.
So
she's going to get
away.
Me. She's going to get me. Oh, she didn't get me. Nice. So this, what this happens if I go in the elevator
going.
Right now without you?
That's a good question.
I'm going in.
Why don't you try it?
Oh, I'm in and I seem to be safe.
I think you're just safe, but you wait for you. I have to wait for me.
Yeah.
All right. I'm on the road.
You got to be close.
You do go faster on the road.
You do go faster on the road. Like wait, yeah, like actually kind of significantly faster.
I know the road goes like right to it.
Oh, well, just
I'm gonna cut out some of this road.
No need.
Here
to
we
fall.
Go.
Is that the ship part?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
That's what.
There's a big
are.
Flashy sign.
Boom.
Rocket ship windshield. Yes. We're just moving right along here. Do you always get the parts in the same order?
That's a question I can't answer.
Okay. That's
all
fair.
Right. Now it's gonna be a little while.
It is gonna be a little while. While you get there, do we have a discussion question, Jared?
I'm going to hand you my phone.
Okay.
It's got, so right here are 5 things that Abby texted me.
Okay. Here
Maybe
we go.
Pick one of those. Whatever sounds good. We did one of them last week.
We did do, oh yeah. If Jurassic Park was real, would you visit? Yes.
Obviously.
She
probably asked that because she would not in a million years because she's terrified of dinosaurs, even in our real world right now, where they've been dead for 65 million years, she's still afraid of them.
Yeah. Okay, this one I feel like is timely because it's been 6.5 months since we recorded.
I think that's why
she So the question here is, if you could relive the last 6 months, would you do anything differently? If you could relive the last 6 months, would you do anything differently? Jurek's number one answer is not get married. just kidding.
Oh, I made it.
Yeah, boy, I don't know. Would you do anything? Like, I guess
I mean,
there's not much different to do right now.
I know.
You know?
Like, I feel like, because like it didn't. Other than
I would have stocked up on more toilet paper.
Yeah.
Other
than the fact that my schooling went online predominantly, I feel like I'm still doing what I would be doing, which is largely schoolwork and everything. I mean, because I still didn't have a lot of free time. You know, I still had a lot of studying to do. This goddamn shopping cart lady.
Yeah, she looks crazy.
I mean, like, I know a lot of people would be, you know, they wanted to maybe use this time to learn a new skill and do all this stuff.
The mailbox got me. The mailbox wrecked me.
Whereas I am learning lots of new skills as far as my work stuff or like school stuff. So yeah, I'm not.
I don't know what I would do differently in the specifically this last 6 months.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, I was definitely a bit like I've been the past couple months, the past maybe 3 months now. I've been, you know, working out at home.
I found the elevator. We just need to get into it, right? It didn't say there was a.
I do not believe there was a ship part. Okay, I'm coming. I'm coming to you.
Okay, I'm getting in. I'm hiding from this hamster. But yeah, I don't think I would. I do not think I would do much differently. I don't know. I guess maybe. Well, I don't know. I mean, hindsight is 20/20. Like when the pandemic first started, I was kind of scared. You know, like
yeah.
I don't know.
I
didn't
mean, I
know.
Think we all were.
Yeah,
we just didn't know what the fuck was happening.
And I didn't, you know, like another friend of our Andrew, who has actually been on the show. Actually, he was on one of the last episodes.
Yeah, I see that Fester's Quest
is still in the NES. Yeah,
that was clearly the last NES game we played in person.
In person, yeah. And like, obviously, I haven't even played it. Like, I've played NES games since then, but always on the Switch.
Or the NES Classic.
Yeah, I haven't put a real game in a while. But like Andrew came over, like he wanted to have a beer, like a socially distant beer outside, you know, probably 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks after lockdown and quarantine and stuff. And we were outside and I was just like, I was so nervous.
Different.
I don't know why. I just didn't, like, you know, I'm just hanging out with my buddy, you know, but like, I was just like, so.
But it was, I mean, at that time it was kind of like, you can't trust anybody.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Oh, Cupid makes you just. Jump into the lake. Like I could not control myself. He like, oh, what's happening? Am I still, I'm in the lake, but I'm not dead.
No, you're swimming.
I know, but I don't know how to get out of here. I'm dead. Now I'm dead. All right. Well, interesting. But yeah, so
yeah,
maybe I guess
there maybe are things that maybe we could have been hanging out possibly more.
That's you. Yeah, we could have maybe been hanging out a little more. But
as long as we were all, you know, like, I mean, I've been extremely careful during this whole
thing. And as have I, you know.
But,
like,
you know, I mean, we were advised to always, you know, we were,
maybe
unlike
we're not
some people, we
now.
Were following, you know.
We were following the rules, but here we are hanging out together.
Yeah, but.
Oh, I don't
know. Like
have
I said, I mean, I think at this point now, it's been so long that people do need to.
I mean, human interaction turns out is super important.
It is. For our mental health.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hubba hubba.
Hubba hubba.
Get out of my way, lady.
Oh, she's in your way.
She's blocking my way.
Did it say there? Oh, I'm in the quicksand.
I think I just went down to the previous level.
And so are we split up? Oh,
yeah,
I'm still on the same level.
You're
okay.
On that same level.
Well,
I'm
at least
down below.
If you okay, what happens now if you look at the map? Is that yeah?
Because
that's,
I pressed it, it shows me my map.
Oh,
and you
it, if I
it,
press
it, oh, there's the elevator.
Oh, I see, it's way up there. Okay,
I must have been close to it. I maybe uncovered that or
yep.
Something up there.
Wait, how do I get up there? I can go this way. I'm taking the shortcut.
Oh,
there's a present. Yeah, so it seems like if you like, what is the I guess to get different items,
right,
you would explore most of the level.
I spent all my, it costs $2 each to reveal a
present. Okay. Well, I'm in the elevator waiting for you.
Yeah.
To
yeah, it's gonna be a while.
That's okay. How far away are you? What's that question mark present over there? There's a Cupid. Oh God.
I'm scared of Cupid.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Cupid.
Oh.
He makes you.
Oh. He reverses your controls.
Oh.
So right is left and up is down.
I should have realized that. I just thought he made you wander off because I was just, you know, holding a direction.
Yeah. No, he reverses your controls.
Okay.
Yep. So I'm holding right and up to go down
to
and
go,
left.
To go down and left. And now did it reset now? Like.
Yep, now I'm back to normal.
So it lasts for
10, 15
seconds, something like that. Cool. All
right. So I'm coming up.
What are we looking at time-wise for this episode here? I haven't been paying attention.
It was on here that I gave you my phone. We are at, we're at 55 minutes.
55. So. Okay. So I guess get to this elevator and let's see if there's a part on the next level. Oh
okay.
My God. What is that shadow man?
That's why I ended up down at the previous area. Okay.
Crazy
so I'm really
shadow
close
man.
To you. We
and
started
watch out for the
close.
Mole.
Okay.
What is
are.
That thing?
Get a clue.
So you're like falling in quicksand right now.
I am?
Yeah, the sand, like watch, like stop. See, down
oh,
you go.
Oh, yeah.
But you will never, the quicksand in this game is not like quicksand in most games. You'll never go all the way in and die. It just like slows you down.
You know, I'm very disappointed
oh, you're
by
a doofus
how
now too.
Little I have encountered quicksand.
Me too. As a young child, we were led to believe
right.
we
like
would,
movies
quicksand
and TV
was going to be
shows
a real
made
danger.
It sound like quicksand. The two things that, like I was I feel like I was raised to believe that quicksand would become a bigger issue in my life and I would be offered free drugs by lots of people.
Oh man, everybody was supposed to be offering you drugs.
Like, what happened to all the drugs we were supposed to get from people? Nobody's ever been like, hey kid, you want some drugs?
Yeah. Yeah, like, and they always said, you know, just say, like, there people will, if you say no, they're going to try and make you do it. Like, no, like, if you have drugs and somebody says no, like, okay, great, that's more
like,
for
okay,
me.
Fine. You don't want drugs? Cool. Somebody else
oh,
will.
Oh, no, Shadow Man's got me. I don't know what he does.
And it's drugs. They sell themselves.
They sell themselves. What does the Shadow Man do? He hurts you.
He hurts you. He knocked me off the edge. That's
oh.
how I ended up on the level below.
So a small flaw with this game, I mean, not a small flaw, maybe a big flaw, is that when you get hit, there's no invincibility frames. So you can easily just get juggled right off the edge.
You
like
can.
The enemies will just juggle you. Why is there fireworks happening
I
around
don't
me?
Don't know.
Did you use
honestly,
a present?
No. Oh, I'm Point Dexter now.
Oh, you're
oh you are too.
Oh, I am too. And I'm on a sweet skateboard.
Oh, God. I remember that thing.
Oh, my
and
God.
As dangerous as
yep,
balls.
I fell off. Bummer. Yep. All the way down. Okay. Whoa.
Hey.
Oh, I still got the thing, though. Where am I going? Oh, my God. I'm literally
oh,
as
my God.
Far
you are
away.
At the farthest point away from the elevator
bees?
As possible.
Bees? Ah! The bees are going to get me.
B bees. Like, how do I get up there?
You need items to cross the gap.
I bet you that's where a fucking shit part is too. That we can't even.
Oh, actually, I just got near an edge and it.
Yeah, I tried getting near edges because I know that happens sometimes, but it did not happen there.
Okay, I don't know if we're gonna get this shit piece. Oh my god, I just got hoo-hooed, and I'm getting.
I do not like him. Same I am.
We need bonus high tops. Let's go. Let's do this.
Let's fucking go.
There we go. Let's do it.
You know what's a really good food? Pancakes.
Pancakes are a really good food. I agree.
Love me some pancakes.
I have no idea. Did you get the part?
No. I think you somehow figured out how to see what parts we have.
Oh, I see.
Oh, there we
go. Oh, yeah. When
no pieces on Earl's level.
No. But okay. There's a piece
Rocket
on your level.
Rocket ship piece on Toe Jam's
yeah,
level.
Yeah, yeah. There's a piece on your level.
Yeah, I know that. So that does show you briefly, or like you can see that in case you miss that thing at the beginning, I guess, of each level. Oh my God, mailman, your mailbox coming at you.
Coming at you, coming in hot. I literally have no idea where I'm going. Oh, I need to go.
You're
up.
Close.
Okay, I am close.
Go to the right.
Sorry.
A bit.
I keep pushing the wrong button. There we
now
go.
Now go up there.
I'm using my high
Be
tops.
Very careful.
Oh my God.
If you're running, you're going to end up a level below me or multiple levels below me.
There we go.
Okay, nothing here.
All right, I'm in the elevator. I'm on my way back up to you. Okay. Let's see if we can find the ship part.
Let's find the ship part, and then we'll...
And then maybe find the elevator. This game is fun.
This game is awesome. I love this game.
I like it, too. It's like...
I forgot how good this game is. It's just so simple. It's really
simple,
just...
and it's
you're
it's
walking
not
around...
Stressful.
Oh, I found the ship piece.
Oh, nice. Do we know where the elevator is?
Nope.
We don't. It's got to be in that middle part,
right?
It's
got to be, because we've got so much of this level uncovered.
Awesome snowboard. Oh, it's like the ski on the bottom of the ship. Cool.
Yeah, I do remember playing this game with my old neighbor all the time.
All the time.
Who, coincidentally, his name was also Matt.
Oh, I was hoping you were going to say Toe Jam.
No, his
Santa.
Name
Santa.
His name
oh,
was Matt.
Oh, you can... Oh, I found Santa, but...
Bees! Oh. Bees! Bees! They got me a little bit.
Santa, he ran away from me. There's like something, if you get Santa before he flies away, something
he gives
happens.
You presents?
Yeah, I don't know. Hula girl, I don't want to hula with you on any other day. You know, I'd get in there and show you how to swing. What
Man,
is that from?
I don't. Super Troopers.
Super Troopers, yeah. That's right. They pull over the two people with the
rabbits just
French
like
tickler.
Making out with the yeah. And then yeah, later those people are in Thorny's house like yeah. with him and his wife.
Who wants a mustache ride?
Ooh, I do.
I'm on
me
mine.
Too. Me too.
Super Troopers,
I
fucking
want
classic.
One. Oh, it's so good.
I don't know if we're going to find this door. I think it's unfindable in this level. These are bigger than
oh my
I remember.
God. Get fucking Hula Girl.
Hula
Leave
Girl's nuts. Where haven't we explored?
It's got to be up.
Yeah, it's got to be
way
up
there, but I just don't know how to get there.
Oh, my God. This Cupid's going to fuck me up. Nope, not today, Cupid. You got to go up that way.
Which way?
Right in the middle. Oh, no, you're right.
No, because I went that way, and it didn't connect to anything.
So there is, it is possible in the randomizer.
Yo, Earl.
Oh, yo,
what's
bro.
Up?
What's up? It is possible with the randomized levels to get completely stuck.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
I don't know, but apparently it's really rare that
Whoa,
that would actually happen.
Fucking three Cupids.
Three Cupids.
And a hula bitch.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. Hula lady, leave me alone. Oh, I got Cupid eyes.
You got Cupid.
Okay, remember, it just reverses
But at
my
least
controls.
You know what it does, yeah. Like, what if we go, there's maybe like a path will open up.
I know, that's... Like, I tried that in...
All right.
Okay.
Well...
It's got to be up top there, but I just don't know how to get there. I swear I tried. Maybe I didn't go quite to the edge of everything or something. I don't know.
Yeah, what...
But
well,
that's far away.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm ready to...
Yeah, we got, like, three ship parts. We're on, what, level six or seven?
Seven, I think.
Seven.
Seven's
yep,
right in the
seven.
Middle there. Actually, we got farther than I thought
we
would have.
Yeah, we got pretty far.
And also, this game is fun. Like, I could see a couple
fun.
People sitting down and just really, like let's do this, you know,
yeah.
like Timmy and Joey did back in the day.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think, though, it's time to
if they would
move
release
on.
A new thing, like if you could play this game online or something, like it'd be sweet.
It would be sweet. This is fun.
We could beat this.
Well, let's do some final shots for final thoughts here, Drew. All
right.
Revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Ooh. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes. Oh, our cilantros have been so in sync tonight. I just love it so much. I can't wait to edit this one so I can just hear the sound and just like not be like cringing because I'm sorry, Revelers. Like, it's not been bad, but it's not been good. You know, like, yeah. I don't know.
Like, yeah, I guess I just don't
know how
you. It's
been passable.
Because I've listened to some podcasts that are recorded distantly between people and they sound perfect.
Yeah, that's because they're using better microphones and like we were just using our headsets.
They just have better.
Yeah,
I mean,
they just have better stuff.
More popular podcasts where the talent is not the people in charge of things.
Like, right, exactly.
They have people that set
pick out
up
the microphones
and
set the
have
levels.
Everything set up and they're like, okay, now you guys just like talk.
Well,
and I guess, yeah, maybe it would be different if I had some other gear and a microphone at my apartment.
It would be
connected
and
to my computer.
I thought maybe we should do that. Like we actually, we could have maybe done that. I could have given you a thing to make that happen, but
yeah.
I don't know. And maybe we should have, but
whatever.
Hindsight is 2020.
Yep.
We're back. Anyway, final shots for final thoughts. Jurek, how many of Earl's polka dot boxers out of 10 do you give Toe Jam and Earl on the Sega Genesis?
Oh man, this game is great. Like I'm gonna reserve, you know, 10 out of 10s for the
I don't know if it's a 10 out of 10
classes,
but
I think I would give this though a 9 out of 10.
I think I would also. 9 seems right. Either like somewhere between 8.75 and 9.25.
Yeah.
Like, right? Which is not.
It's not.
Yeah.
That seems to be right in the middle.
But also those other two ones, like, could be scores
right
of it too. I don't know. Like, it's almost
perfect. I'm going to just settle on a 9 out of 10. This game is fantastic. I have a lot of nostalgia for this game. I played it a lot when I was younger. And it's so unique.
Yeah.
It's unlike any other game, which is the unfortunate thing about the sequels. Like, the second one is, it's a 2D.
It's more platformer.
It's a 2D, like, side-scrolling platformer. Whereas
it's not this fun roguelike.
This was so original, and yeah, the randomized levels. Oh, I never even told you what the speedruns are.
Oh, gosh. Okay, let's see. While we do this here, okay. Randomized speed run. Okay, I'm just gonna ask for a little hint. Which one is faster?
Fixed. Because you can memorize.
Yeah, because you can memorize. Okay, so the fixed speed run was, the world record is 16 minutes and 13 seconds.
You're close. It's a little slower than that.
A little slower than
just
that.
Just slightly.
17 minutes and 42 seconds.
Not quite.
Okay.
18 minutes and 50 seconds.
Ooh, okay. So that's the fixed.
That's fixed.
So randomized speed run, the world record is 21 minutes and 14 seconds.
No, you're giving them too much credit.
Okay. 28 minutes and 31 seconds.
Still too much credit.
Okay.
It's about double, close to double what the other one is.
36 minutes.
I mean, not quite.
Okay.
Double,
33 minutes and 14 seconds.
Close. Up it by 1 minute, and you basically got it.
34
minutes and 16 seconds.
Ah, oh, dang.
And they're both by Hoodie Two Shoes.
Hoodie Two Shoes. That's a great gamer
tag. That's a good gamer
tag. Yeah, Hoodie Two
Shoes.
But
yeah, so he's got. Or she, I don't know.
Yep.
Has the world record in both fixed and random, and is part of. There's also co-op ones for fixed and
random.
Oh,
yeah, of course.
And the Hoodie Two Shoes is
the all time best Toe Jam and Earl player.
Was like number 3, I think, with a partner in co-op.
Ah, okay.
So clearly it was the co-op partner holding them back.
Holding them back, of course it was. Well, cool. Let's see. Oh, we did ratings.
Yeah, and it's fantastic.
It is
like
fantastic.
I said, it's such a unique game. It's just, it's unlike anything else I've played at this time and stuff, and still unlike anything.
It's unlike really anything
at this time. Yeah. In modern days.
Like, honestly, I do not see. I mean, I guess I do see some parallels between like NetHack and this.
I mean,
mainly the randomized.
The fact that those are text-based games, though, it's nothing like this. But the fact
but
that
it
it's
is
randomized.
In the fact
and
that like you get like in NetHack. You pick up a scroll, and it just says you have a scroll. You don't know what the scroll does until right. you either use it or get it identified. And, like, that is a mechanic in this game. You know, you just pick up a present. You don't know what it does until you use it or get it identified. You know, I don't know. Like, it's cool stuff like that. I have read, well, when I was researching it, like, the later levels apparently have some pretty frustrating enemies. And, like it can get kind of hairy, but
yeah,
but I don't know, it seems doable.
Yeah,
yeah,
I mean, it's definitely, it is doable. I know Joey and Timmy did beat this game, but it took them many tries.
Yeah, I remember there was like a good maybe 3 week month-long period where they were like trying every day.
Anytime like Timmy came over, it was just Toe Jam and Earl. All right, okay, let's do it.
Yep, cool. Drake, what did other people think of this game?
So I found one, every review on Amazon was basically glowing and super positive, and the lower ones that weren't glowing were didn't work, or a couple people were like, they sent me the second one.
Oh, okay.
So then they were not happy about that. But there was one guy who apparently, I you know, disagree with this guy wholeheartedly, okay. But...
What's his review?
He had a way with words, so
he's
extent.
He's a poet.
So there's one review on Amazon by John Mitchell.
Old John.
And the title is "Totally Overrated, Almost as Fun as Losing Your Car Keys."
What?
And he says, "Toe Jam and Earl, it's a little long, so just bear with me."
Okay.
"Toe Jam and Earl is a totally overrated game. Most people who play it now had it when they were kids and cannot distinguish between nostalgia and a decent game. The basic premise of Toe Jam and Earl is that two funky aliens have crashed on Earth and now must find pieces of their ship. Granted, in most 16-bit games, the plot is the least important aspect, but this needs to be said. The whole game is a scavenger hunt. Players control either Toe Jam or Earl or cooperate with another person they hate and want to attempt to bore to an actual death and collect insurance on."
Wow, it sounds like that guy's got friend issues.
I don't know. "I have no idea how this game is rated so highly by people. Nobody likes to look for lost parts. When was the last time you lost your keys and genuinely enjoyed the hours of trying to find them?"
Yeah, but I would have enjoyed it if it was a chance, you know,
right.
Are there enemies in my way?
Yeah.
Do I have to take them out?
Exactly.
Then I might have liked it.
"If you find that kind of thing enjoyable, why not just close your eyes and chuck your psychiatric medication into your backyard and then hunt for it? Now, naysayers will bring up how innovative the randomly generated levels in Toe Jam and Earl are, but I once again disagree. This game does..." Okay, hang on.
Yeah,
this now because I had to take two separate screenshots, so I gotta find... Okay.
Oh, yeah, I see. Okay.
So I have to find where I... This
where
game
you left
cut off.
Off.
Yeah. Okay, here it is. "The game does generate each adventure at random, making each playing experience entirely different. There is one giant glaring flaw with this system. The game frequently places items and ship parts in areas only reachable with certain items and does not give you the item required for numerous levels." That's right. In some games, 90% of your playtime will be backtracking. "What's more fun than wandering aimlessly, you ask? Wandering aimlessly through the same place you just spent half an hour learning you couldn't beat. There is no reason to own this game unless you are a collector of Genesis games or you want to see how many controlled substances it would take to make this game actually fun to play. Take my advice
and
avoid
sure.
this
alcohol.
Thing yeah, at all costs." But no, I mean, he's wrong.
He's totally wrong. Like, honestly, I have no... Like, I... A lot
yes,
of games we play.
It's a scavenger hunt, but I've played so many games that it's just like fetch quest after fetch quest, and I find endless hours of entertainment.
As do I. I actually love fetch quest games. Like, I really like them, you know?
No problem in Skyrim where it's like, hey, go here and
get
give
this
me this,
thing and
get
bring
me
it
this
to
thing,
me.
Or Fallout, yeah. Or any, you know, there's lots of fetch quests in those games.
Yeah.
But,
Or, fantastic. You know, like, I love a game like Donkey Kong 64 or Banjo-Kazooie, you know, where, like, it's all, like, fetch quests. The whole thing is just finding stuff, you know? I don't know. And honestly, a lot of games we play on this podcast, I have thick nostalgia goggles on. But this one I do not have any nostalgia goggles for, and I had a blast playing it's this just fantastic. Now. So, yeah, like,
I don't know. It is really good.
Also, maybe I'm a little biased, you know, my name is in the title of the game, so not my real name, of course, but my...
But that doesn't make you like, you hate the song Earl Had to Die.
That is correct.
That has your name in it too, and you would say, fuck the Dixie Chicks.
I mean, well, like, they're cool because I respect the Dixie Chicks.
Especially because they're very outspoken against, like...
Yeah, against fucking fascists.
I think they even... Didn't they, like, change their name or something? Because the Dixie thing, like, connotates, like, a race issue.
The Mason-Dixon line.
I think they changed their name to, like, just the Chicks
the
or
Chicks
something.
Or, oh, see? The Dixie Chicks are awesome. I really respect the Dixie Chicks.
I can't speak to that for sure, but I remember...
Right, that, I only hate that song
right.
because... It, for a long time, it was like, oh, hey, I'm Earl. Oh, like that song. Like, shut up.
Yep, they are just the Chicks now.
They're just the Chicks.
The
okay.
Chicks are an American country band.
I've been listening to
they dropped the Dixie part.
I've been listening to a lot of Charlie Tuna. He's a rapper. He's got that super deep voice. He was in Jurassic
Listen
5.
Listen to Jurassic 5. Yeah. Oh, sorry. That's like our college, man.
But there's this song that I'm super into right now, and the very last line of the song is, I'm screaming, fuck George Bush like the Dixie Chicks. And it's fucking sweet.
Fuck
anyway,
yeah.
Anyway,
but professional reviewers also love this game. It's there's four scores on
four scores
7 years ago on Wikipedia, and they're all there's 87%, 87, 91, 93.
Fuck yeah.
So yeah, Toe Jam and Earl received positive reviews. Bill Paris of UGO.
Oh, UGO.
Described as almost unanimous critical acclaim. However, Sega deemed it a commercial failure due to low initial sales. But the game built a cult following through word of mouth, and it was further aided by Sega Genesis' Christmas 1991 sales spike caused by the release of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Wait, there was... Because everybody bought a Genesis.
So this game came out early in 90... Or let's see.
This came out before Sonic.
This came out in October of 91. And then Sonic came out, I think, a month or two later.
Yeah.
And Sonic was what? All of a sudden, everyone's like, oh, my God, I want a Sega Genesis.
And then once they had one.
Now I need other games for this.
So how about Toe Jam and Earl?
So they bought this. But Toe Jam and Earl was later considered a cult success.
New one just came out a year ago.
Yeah, and all the games sold only 350,000 copies for Sega. But apparently it was, at the time, a remarkable feat for such an unconventional title on a fledgling console.
Yeah, a lot of... I read some reviews online, and... oh, my God, I got the hiccups. a lot of people compared Toe Jam and Earl to... Oh, my God, I just lost my train of thought. What? The hiccups distracted me. What were we just talking about?
I don't know. Toe Jam and Earl... sales on Sega, how it wasn't received. I mean, it was received very well. Reviewers loved it. It didn't sell all that well.
It didn't sell all that well. I don't know what I was going to say. Never mind.
Just because it was such a unique thing. Like, some mean machines found the game addictive and original, but found fault with its slow-paced combat.
There's
just not really
combat.
There's
not
combat.
You can throw tomatoes.
Yeah,
like, I actually didn't throw one single tomato.
No, I haven't found any tomatoes. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's a very unique style game, and I think that's why I like it so much. It would have been so easy to make just a random 2D side-scrolling platformer and just be like, and it...
There's just so much personality.
I never would have heard of this game if the first one was that. The second one kind of... I remember during my research when we were going to play the second one,
yeah,
that Sega did basically make them...
Make it
a 2D platformer. platformer, make it more generic and basic, and they hated that aspect.
See,
but
what I love,
the second one didn't do as well. The first one is what everybody knows and loves.
Yeah, yeah. What I love about this, about what we just played here, Toe Jam and Earl, the first one, is like even like all the, there's just so much personality. Like,
yeah,
like every enemy, like these Cupids, I don't know, they're like I want to run away from them differently than I want to run away from the Hula Girls, you know, like, but I still want to run away from the Hula Girls. I don't know. They invoke emotions.
I remember it later on that the Hula Girls in these levels, it wasn't such an issue, but later on, eventually the Hula Girls,
because they stop you,
because they stop you when you dance, and then an enemy can come and attack you.
Cause like,
and that did happen to me.
That's what's happening to you right now.
Yep.
There's a Hula Girl making you dance, and this Cupid is about to fuck you up.
And that's how I fell actually to a level below, is I couldn't get past the Hula Girl. I was dancing, and then a shadow monster hit me and knocked me off the edge.
Yeah. And that's like the one thing that I might change is just, if you get hit, give me like a second or two of invincibility so I can get away.
Yeah.
Like, cause you get hit and then 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 you're off the stage and there's literally nothing you can do. You just got comboed. You just
ultra combo
by the fucking Hula Girl.
But
you know?
It's, you know, essentially a roguelike.
It is.
You know, you're not supposed to do it on your first try.
No, you're not.
You learn as you go.
Yep. Yeah. I don't know. Toe Jam and Earl, fucking great.
It's great. Yep. 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10. Agreed. Jurek, if the revelers wanted to tweet at you about Toe Jam and Earl, could they do that?
You sure can. You can find me at Actirak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt, and Early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Jurek?
Indeed, RetroGamingRevelry@gmail.com.
And please do tweet us, email us, just reach out. We want to hear from you, revelers. We would love discussion questions. Like, we're running low. I mean, we have some, yeah, but like, we would love,
we can always come up with something.
Yeah,
but what do you guys want us to talk
about?
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's the more important
and
thing.
And we do recognize that sometimes we get a discussion question and we start talking about it, but then like sort of let it go on.
Yeah,
we do, because we're also trying to play a video game, yeah, but like, but also, like, I don't know, just keep them coming. Let's, like, yeah, discussion question us up. We would love them. Let's see. Give us a rating on your favorite podcast app.
Probably iTunes.
Maybe
or
just
Apple
Podcasts.
That's what it's called.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's the only one that rates
it. I don't
it,
fucking know. Nobody knows. We don't know how this shit
like
works.
200. This is episode deuce, deuce,
yeah,
deuce.
Yeah, things changed. Like, it used to be just iTunes, and then it was Apple Podcasts, and then I was like, oh, my podcast app lets me rate things, but it doesn't seem to show up for
what,
our thing.
What is your podcast app?
Podomatic.
Podomatic is what we use to publish our podcast.
It is Podcast Addict.
Podcast Addict. All right. So you may or may not be able to rate our podcast on Podcast Addict. I don't know.
I mean, it's there. I rated our podcast, but it didn't show up on for anything.
No,
so
weird. Maybe it needs to have a certain amount of ratings before it shows up or something. I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Who fucking knows, man?
Thanks for listening, Revelers. We really appreciate it. Also, super happy to be back recording in person.
Yeah.
This was just great. I don't know. The sound quality, I'm sure, is, I don't know, it's 1,000
yeah,
times better than
for
the last 6 months.
For two random dudes recording an apartment, I always thought we had excellent sound quality.
We really did.
Right on par with people who probably had like professional producers and
yeah,
all that shit, because you know what you're doing.
I mean,
I am a
professional entertainment worker.
That's true. Which
like
definitely benefited us. We do have quite a bit of gear.
There's a lot of gear. A lot of gear that I'm sure a lot of podcasters do not have access to. But I actually, all the gear that we have, I either bought or have acquired. You know, I don't know if
you borrowed.
That some things are borrowed, but not actually most of the stuff we use regularly.
Right,
sometimes I'll
no,
throw in something weird, but yeah. But anyway, yeah, I think that's about it, though.
It is about it.
You want to take us out, Jurek?
I sure do. So until next week, Game on, Funkasauruses.
Game on, Funkasauruses.
We're back. Back in the New York groove. Right? Is that what the song is?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
We're back. Back in the New York groove.
The New York groove?
I want to say that. So it's like.
I mean, we are back in the Minneapolis groove.
Back in the Minneapolis groove.
Minneapolis groove. Minneapolis has so many syllables.
That